Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November 27th. First of all, I want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving out there. With the weather around the country, I hope everybody makes it to where they need to go. Be safe out there. Take it easy. Drive slow and be prepared for tough conditions for a lot of the country. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn up a quarter cent. December wheat up a penny and a half, and January beans up a penny and three quarters. The weather is obviously an important factor in here. You know, to me, it's a mess. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, they had 10 to 12 inches of snow in Nebraska. Winds in Chicago are going to be 60 miles an hour. You know, I think we're doing some damage out here. We still have a lot of the crop yet to get in. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. You know, we're coming up on December 1st here. So, you know, I think it's all said and done. This sell-off in the beans has been too much. But we tend to make lows for this kind of a move on the first Monday of the month. So maybe we'll see a new low Monday. And then I think it's absolutely a buying opportunity out here. The weather in Paraguay is a little tough, pretty dry there. Argentina, a few very dry spots. The rest of South America is in pretty decent shape. Deliveries look to be non-existent tomorrow on the wheat contracts in Chicago. So the Chicago wheat not only could maintain its premium over Kansas City and Minneapolis, but it could move even higher out here. We've almost got December Chicago, almost a dollar over December Kansas City. If there are no deliveries, that spread could certainly take another pop out here. So, you know, longer term, I remain friendly. Maybe we make lows December 1st. Maybe we make lows in January 2nd or when we come back from the New Year's holiday. But I think these markets, corn and beans in particular, are just burying themselves out here, and I don't see a whole lot of good reason for it. You know, this talk about whether we get phase one or done and phase two looks to be non-existent, I don't think it really matters. The Chinese are going to buy whatever they want to buy, and maybe it'll be a little bit less from the U.S. than would normally be. But if they want to expand their hog herd, they're going to need corn and meal from the U.S., in my opinion. So, you know, I just wouldn't be bearish out here. I think when we turn the page on the new year, we can start this thing higher. Let's see if there's anything else out here. The rail strike in Canada looks to be over. They have a tentative agreement there. And I guess that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.